This is an executive summary of non-traded REIT share classes explained, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When you look at a non-traded REIT's offering documents, you'll often find not one share but several, typically labeled Class A, Class T, Class S, Class D, and Class I. They all represent ownership in the same underlying real estate portfolio and receive distributions from the same income, but they differ in one crucial respect: cost. Some classes carry upfront sales loads, commissions paid when you invest, and ongoing distribution and servicing fees, trailing charges paid year after year. Others carry no upfront load and lower ongoing fees. Which class you can buy depends on your advisor relationship, your account type, and the investment minimum you meet. Because these cost differences compound over a multi-year hold, the share class you choose can meaningfully affect your net return, even though the underlying real estate is identical. This guide explains why multiple share classes exist, load versus no load classes, ongoing distribution fees, which class you qualify for, and how to compare total cost. Note that non-traded REITs are offered through a broker-dealer to accredited or otherwise suitable investors after a suitability review. Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice, and you should read the prospectus carefully. This is educational information, not investment advice. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.